You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
All right, well, welcome to episode one. This is More Perfect Marketing. I am your host, David Baer. And in this episode, we're going to dive into the exploration of some marketing essentials, but marketing essentials that too few businesses currently observe. I'm kind of on a mission to fix that problem, and hopefully you're going to be joining me on this journey of understanding how you can apply marketing principles to your business to drive more revenue, drive more traffic, drive more sales, and ultimately have a happier relationship with marketing. But first, I want to address probably the biggest question that people have asked me since I've announced the arrival of this podcast. What is the deal with the name? More Perfect Marketing? Well, I take inspiration from the concept that the founders of the United States and the concept behind the language in the U.S. Constitution, More Perfect Union. The idea here is that you got it good. Things are fine. In fact, maybe they're better than fine. They're going pretty well, but there's always opportunity for improvement. And so we're striving for a more perfect union, and we're always striving for more perfect marketing. And to that end, I want to cover three areas where I think that businesses really have an opportunity to be inspired by that promise of more perfect marketing. The first area that I want to dive into is something that I see consistently throughout the business landscape. And that's as I open up the local newspaper today, we have a weekly newspaper here in Portland, Oregon called Willamette Week. And I opened it up and I started looking through the ads. And what did I see? I see a problem, a challenge that a lot of businesses face on a regular basis, and that's that they are putting their name out there to be discovered, to be recognized by the folks who live in the area and go, oh, I know that name, or, oh, I drove by that store, or, oh, I recognize that because I saw that name on a billboard too. It's what's known as brand marketing. They're putting their name out there with the intent to be known broadly and widely for their brand. The challenge is that most businesses do not have deep enough pockets to actually pull off brand marketing effectively. Here's what I mean by this. If you think about brand marketing, you think about major corporations, you think about brand names that we see across the aisles of the grocery store, we see in electronic stores, and we see splashed across, you know, big banners when we're watching the Super Bowl on TV. These are giant corporate entities that have brands that don't need to tell us, go buy this, or here's a coupon, or whatever it may be that inspires us to take an action, but they want to just simply invest in reminding us that they exist. Because if and when we're ready to buy a pair of shoes, what are we likely to buy, right? If we are going and finding a pair of shoes to play on the basketball court or to go running in, well, we're going to know the name brand Nike, or we're going to know the name brand Adidas, and we're going to go and buy them because all they had to do was remind us that they exist and that they are a superpower in that corner of the world. You know, we see this in soft drinks too. There's Coke, there's Pepsi. In fact, in parts of the South, they don't call it soda. They don't call it soda pop. They call it Coke, regardless of who the producer is. They call it Pepsi Coke. I went into some place in Georgia once, and I heard a guy say, hey, could I get a Pepsi Coke, please? These names are so well ingrained in our collective consciousness because of the type of brand marketing that exists. But if you are a local business, a dry cleaner, a CPA, a dog shelter, or a dog daycare, right? What business do you have trying to get people to remember your name? All you really need to focus on is a completely different type of marketing, not brand marketing, but something known as direct response marketing, where you are targeting certain individuals who live in your area, if you're a local business, who need your services based on who they are, what they do, and what you provide. And so why waste the money? Why waste the effort? Why waste the time trying to get everybody to know your name when really there's only a subsector of the entire audience out there who needs and wants what you have? Focus on marketing just to those folks. Okay, that's basic number one. Basic number two, understanding the difference between strategy and tactics. Now, I see all the time, and I'm constantly bombarded. I own a marketing strategy consulting firm where we actually do strategy. But I see all the time these guys out there who are saying, I'm a Facebook marketing strategist, when really what they are is a guy who you pay to run Facebook ads and they only know one or two ways to run Facebook ads. That's not a strategy. That is a tactic. And when you step back and you try to figure out in your business, what is the thing that I'm trying to achieve? How do I get from where I am now to where I want to be? Well, the how do I do that? What are the things that I need to have in place? That is the strategy, the means by which you move from where you are to where you want to be. Now, along the way, there are tactics you will employ to get there. Maybe it's taking an ad in the Yellow Pages, although I can't imagine why that would be a tactic anybody would leverage these days. Maybe it's running Facebook ads. Maybe it's producing your own podcast. But there is a huge difference between strategy and tactics. And far too businesses understand this. Hopefully, as a listener to the More Perfect Marketing Podcast, you will start to understand this, start to appreciate it, and start to embrace it in your business. All right, number three, the essential, the basic that I want you to understand is having systems in place where you can track and understand that the money going into your marketing, the effort going into your marketing, the time going into your marketing is well spent. There was a famous saying from a guy named John Wanamaker back in, I think it was the early part of the 20th century. I have to now go consult my history books to find out when he was in business. But he owned a major retail operation, and the Wanamaker stores, he would often be quoted as saying, you know, I know that half of my marketing is working. I just don't know which half. Well, you and every other business owner and entrepreneur out there today has a lot more data available to you than John Wanamaker did in his time. And if you only took advantage of the systems that exist, of the data that exists, of the access that you have to it to make smart, informed decisions about your marketing, you'll be surprised how much you can actually adjust that 50% is working number and move it a lot higher toward 70, 80, even 90% of your marketing working. It's because what you want to do is know that every dollar that you spend, you're getting more than a dollar in return. And far too few businesses out there currently, A, recognize this, and B, act on it. Well, that is my goal, to try to get more businesses to understand this. All right, I said that there were three things, but there's actually a fourth that I want to share with you, because this is a personal thing that has driven me in my experience as a marketer over the last 2+ decades to really think long and hard about how I can help businesses affect some change in how they think about marketing. Inherently, there is a problem between the way that marketing is bought and sold and the way that we think about marketing in general. And part of the problem is that the folks who sell marketing and marketing services and advertising space and advertising opportunities to businesses are heavily biased. I used to run a Facebook ads agency. Now, the basis of my business was to try to convince people that they should run Facebook ads, whether it was appropriate for them or not. Now, I had, I like to believe, I had some scruples, and I would really only approach business owners for whom I thought Facebook ads was a good fit. But I'm sitting there on Facebook looking at my feed and seeing all kinds of businesses that have absolutely no business advertising on Facebook. And this is just one example. There are dozens upon dozens upon dozens of examples of businesses that are paying for advertising space because some, quote, advertising or marketing expert approached them and said, I can help you get more business if you only pay my employer, my publication, my marketing channel for space will get you in front of the right eyeballs. It's a problem when you have the people who own the marketing channel telling you that they are the best fit for you, and you don't have somebody who's unbiased guiding you through this. So as a business owner, I want you to step back and think, does this make sense? Does this connect with the audience I'm trying to reach? Does it connect with me and the business that I'm trying to build? Ultimately, when you step back and you think more systematically, more strategically, and more in line with the who I'm trying to reach and the what I want them to take an action on, you're going to make better, smarter decisions with your marketing. Well, that's the idea behind More Perfect Marketing. I'm excited to start bringing you these ideas and sharing some of the insights from other marketers around the world who have a lot to add to this conversation. So welcome to the first episode. Thank you so much for inviting me into your world for just a few minutes today. And I look forward to seeing you back in the next and future episodes. I'm David Baer. This is More Perfect Marketing. Thanks for your time.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit getdavidsgift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.